It's Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. I'm on the phone right now with Leanne House from St. Francis in Delhi. Leanne, I guess the first question that we like to ask is, are you from the area originally? If not, what brought you to Norfolk County?
Born and raised in, actually, Delhi, Ontario. I left for a bit, obviously, for schooling, and when my husband and I first married, we did move to Tillsonburg, but my roots are here in Norfolk, and I came back. I attended St. Francis. My parents lived across the road from the school. I attended there as a student, and I knew that, you know, once I completed my teaching degree, that's where I wanted to be. Like, it's literally my second home. Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of teachers that we sort of talk to, they have kind of that aha moment that they realize, okay, I want to be a teacher. Do you know when that happened for you? What made you decide to go down this career path?
I actually cannot remember a time that I did not want to be a teacher. I think, you know, how some children, they, you know, my son wanted to be a swimming instructor and then a policeman. And, you know, I think from a very young age, I talked to my mom and it was just always, I wanted to be a teacher.
And I guess, how would you describe your teaching style? There, I know grade one is a tricky age and a tricky class to teach. How would you describe the way that you do teach?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there's a description for it. I truly don't. Like, I just try to bring kind of an energy and an excitement, something to get hold of the kids. It's kind of like, you know, in that story, you read a book and that first page, you know, grabs your attention and kind of draws you in. You know, I'm not afraid to be silly. I'm not afraid, you know, we talk in accents, I dance, I, you know, whatever I can to engage them and kind of get to their level of silliness. And, you know, we learn a lot. I do work them hard. We do work hard, but we play hard too. And it's just finding that balance for especially students at a very young age. You know, lots of praise and encouragement and setting little goals and celebrating, you know, the children meeting those goals. As you know, like students, there's no roadmap for how students, you know, develop or progress through, for example, reading and whatnot. So it's just really important to let them know that they've got their own little goal to meet and that they can celebrate success, whether they're, you know, ahead of the curriculum, behind, that they have opportunities to be successful and to build that confidence that I think, you know, carries them through for the rest of their education, right?
How do you make that special connection with students?
I try to go above and beyond and make things special for the kids and the families. I guess I just developed that connection with this, like, this isn't a job for me. Like, I know I get paid and I get my summers and all that, but that's not what this is about for me. Like, I truly care about my students. I guess that, like, I truly care. I don't know how else. Like, I build connections. Like, many of the parents, after I'm done teaching, we still keep in contact. And, you know, right now more than ever, I've really gotten to know my families because, you know, they've got my number, my email. We talk constantly. You know, 10:30 at night, I'm sending an email back. And I've always just love the children that are in my care. I think of them second only to my own children. And I guess that's the vibe. That's the vibe that parents get, that I really do truly care about the kids.
Is there a moment you can think back to as a teacher, like a moment with a student or with a parent, something that just really stands out to you as something that's special that happened throughout your career?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I've been teaching for 21 years now. There's not a moment. There's a whole collection of moments. Like, you know, there's not a year that goes by that there's not that student that you know you made a difference. I remember the one year I had I'm not going to mention a name, but I had a little girl come to me from another school, and she was very withdrawn and whatnot. And I loved that, cared for her, whatever. And she slowly came out of her shell. She's older now, but I mean, still I connect with her and talk with her. And I remember one Mother's Day, her mom gave me a Mother's Day card and, you know, just explained how important I was to that child and in that child's life and for that family. And I just realized, like, we really are like a second parent to these children.
Let's talk about virtual learning for a little bit. I guess, how was that transition?
Oh, gosh. There were a lot of tears. It took me a while to figure it out. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's not easy to switch to the online model for the kids. But what I realized very early on, especially this time around, last year when we went into the lockdown and we went online, it was more asynchronous. I had just returned from work, from leave. I had some surgery. So I knew my students last year for 9 days. So I was building relationships with the families completely online, which was, you know, a different story. But this year, the switch has been hard. I won't lie. Most of us, you know, starting Boxing Day, we were working on, you know, learning how to share our screen, learning how to share videos. You know, I've got 3 devices going at times because the kids are popping in and out. At first I was like, you know, trying to keep everything very organized and, you know, we have to get through this. And then slowly that just became, you know what, we need to connect. We need to be together online. What we get done, we get done. And, you know, they're excited to see me. And as much as I dislike the online, seeing them is kind of what's getting me through every day. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense.
I'm more of a babbler. Yeah.
No,
I don't know. You're going to have to make it sound good. But, it's not an easy transition. But basically, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, we're practicing some important skills, but really just focusing more on keeping connected. That's what the kids need.